Kampala Forum, I'm Jonga Kandembiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk this evening. We are discussing about COVID-19, the decline in new cases, deaths, and the ongoing vaccination drive.
We are also going to discuss about the Zambian elections and the smooth transfer of power in the neighboring country.
And later on, we will look at the overview report of Zimbabwe released yesterday by the British government, where it says it's risky to do business in Zimbabwe.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 15 people died from COVID-19, while 514 new cases were recorded countrywide. COVID update is, as at August 17, Zimbabwe had 121,046 confirmed cases, including 100,211 recoveries and 4,156 deaths. To date, a total of 2,145,537 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
Does the drop in figure mean that the country is managing to control the pandemic? Is the lockdown working as intended?
Let's talk. We are going to be joined by our guest, who we are going to introduce in a minute. But tisatasvika ikoko Chris, tombokwazisa vateereri nevatariri, tichivagamuchira muchirongwa chedu. Toti tinokugamuchirai vateereri pane ino nguva. Nhasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa nezvedenda recovid-19. Zvinhu zviri kufadza kuti kutanga kwesvondo rino tiri kuona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 kana kufa necovid-19 waderera. Zvinhu zvinofadza, asi mubvunzo nderekuti tingati here nyika yakwanisa kunge ichibata chirwere ichi pachinofanira kunge chisingafambe zvakare, kana kuti yatingati managing kuti tinge tichimisa kupararira kwedenda. Ndoimwe nyaya tichakurukura iyoyo. Tobva ipapo totarisa sarudzo dzichangobva kuitwa muZambia, matiri kunzwa kuti aiwa vakakundwa vebato raitonga vaEdgar Changwa Lungu vakati aiwa ndadyiwa vakatambira kukundwa kwavo. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinenge tichikurukura kuti sarudzo dzakafamba sei, dho vamwe vari kuti aiwaka zvakaitika muZambia hamungazvimisi kuno kumusha. Zvinhu zvakasiyana ndozvatichakurukura. Tobva ipapo toona kuti nezuro hurumende yeBritain yakaburitsa gwaro rairi kudonongodza mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe. Pamusoro pegwaro iroro vari kuzivisa vanoda kuita mabhizimusi kuti aiwa Zimbabwe haisi nyika yakasununguka yekuti munge muchiita mabhizimusi, ine zvimhingamupinyi zvakasiyana siyana. Zvimwe zvavakasimudza nyaya dzeuori kusagadzikana kwenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, ndingati nekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, vakataurawo izvozvo. Nenyaya yechioko muhomwe ndeimwe yenyaya dzavakataura. Ndo nyaya dzatichakurukura, Chris.
Yevo zulukaaforum namhlanje ke sikhangela indaba ezimbalwa olumqoka ke yilo olwansuku zonke olwebhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Ye, ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi hayi kungani sokusiba nganeno njengaba izolo kulabantu ababhubhileyo abangu-18 kuphela. Ye, nxa kuqathanisa ke lezinye insuku siyabona ukubana kumaviki besebefika bona ikhulu, more than 100. So nxa sesikhangela ke siyabona ubana sebeyihlele kakhulu labo ababanjwa igciwane bese befika ama-2,000, kodwa ke izolo bebeyi-514 kuphela. Ye, sizakhangela ke lo daba uhulumende weBritane uthi yena usekhuthaze abantu osomabhizimusi ukuthi bangayi eZimbabwe ukuyasungula amabhizimusi ngoba hayi akuthembeki, uhulumende kathembeki. Njalo sizakhangela lo daba lweZambia okube kulokhetho kwanqoba ke umnumzana Hakainde Hichilema webandla eliphikisayo osezaba nguye umongameli kusukela ngeviki ezayo. Jonga
ndizvozvo Chris. Muchirongwa chedu nhasi uno tine vadare vedu vanoti Dr. Simba Mavaza veZANU PF vari kuEngland kuUnited Kingdom uko, pamwe chete nava Elliot Pfebe vari ve MDC Alliance vari zvakare ku Britain iko ku England muchirongwa chedu chatiri kutarisa nhasi ndovadara vatinge tinawo chikurukura nawo. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show. Dr. Pebe, welcome you to our show today. Maybe we can start, Chris, by asking Dr. Mavaza what he thinks about the drop in figures, COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, both deaths and new cases.
Thank you, Jonga. Thank you, Chris. I think, as you can see, Zimbabwe has done quite extremely well in controlling the COVID pandemic and situation in Zimbabwe. It has actually shown through the figures that regardless of our economical challenges, we have managed to control the disease. We have managed to give a jab to almost over 2 million people. And we are going ahead giving jabs to so many, and we have put in place measures to encourage people to get the vaccination. Again, encouraging people to attend churches on condition you are vaccinated. That has made a number of church members want to go and get vaccinated. And I would quick to say that it's not only Zimbabwe which is putting conditions attached to vaccination or freedoms which are attached to vaccination. In England, very soon, I'm sure from yesterday, Mr. Pebe would agree with me, Dr. Pebe, that they've started a pilot project plan where people who are vaccinated would go into their own carriageway on the train, and those who are not would go to the other one. But the carriageway for those who are vaccinated, it's encouraging. There are refreshments in your trip, even no matter how short it is. And this has started from yesterday, and they continue doing it underground. So in other words, so many countries are doing the same. Airlines will be stopping people from traveling without the jab, without the vaccination. So in other words, Zimbabwe is actually ahead of so many developed countries, and it has done a lot of work. This is the fruits of a caring government, the government which has its people at heart, and it looks at public health with a different eye, not with a political eye. So, yes, it is a kudos to Zimbabwean government and the Zimbabwean people for facing this pandemic, not on political grounds, but on health grounds. And that has helped us and helped the country to survive, to come where we are now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Chris.
Yes, let's go to Dr. Pebe. What's your take on the coronavirus situation as you heard it there from Mr. Mavaza that the government appears to be on top of the situation? What's your take?
Yes, thank you very much. I think as MDC Alliance, our position has always been very clear, and that is the welfare of Zimbabweans. And irrespective of political affiliation. If you look at the COVID-19, which is now, you know, a global pandemic, it does not discriminate on political grounds. And it is therefore very important that Zimbabweans, we unite when we are facing a common enemy. For a party, here I'm talking about ZANU-PF, which is in power, to have managed the figures that we are talking about, you know, to come down. It is commendable, given that this is a government well known for corruption. I mean, as alluded to the corruption index, the facts speak for themselves. But let me say that it is not by coincidence that even the government of Zimbabwe has been seen to put more strategies into containing the COVID-19. It is basically because there is no option. If you look at it, our leaders used to fly outside the country in the Western world for treatment, for even a minor ailment. Now, the COVID-19 has taught us, given the scenario that borders were closed, no flights were going outside, and no country wanted any patient from another country. Right? It is so necessity is the mother of invention. It has actually forced all governments globally to respond to local needs. And this is why we saw even the ZANU-PF government, they had to allocate some resources to quickly try to put some infrastructure to support both in terms of the patients and to contain the situation. So in a way, again, let me hasten to say containment of COVID-19 cannot necessarily be put on the shoulders of the government, but to the citizens of themselves. How do they respond during lockdown? Are they in compliance? Because you need to break the chain. And the results that we are seeing at the moment in Zimbabwe is that the chain is broken, and lockdowns have been seen to be the most effective way of breaking the chain globally. Are we heading in the right direction? Sure, we are heading in the right direction. Is there something that we can do to mitigate further? Of course there is. And MDC Alliance, we've always been, we may differ in terms of the strategy and approach, because we are also looking at, yes, we've brought in lockdown. Yes, we've broken the chain of transmission. But what about the welfare of the people? You know, the welfare safety net. Has the government provided enough? Again, this is a big question for another day. But in short, if the figures are to go by, and if they continue to fall, as MDC Alliance, we celebrate, because the welfare of the people is the welfare of MDC Alliance. Thank you.
Is on the right direction. But what about the pacing, the time? Because we are on 2 million vaccinated people right now, and we are looking at vaccinating more than 10 million to reach the herd immunity. So if we are 2 million at 8 months, how long do you think we are going to reach the 10 million? Dr. Feber, maybe, and then we'll give the same question to Mr. Mapas.
Yeah, I think the 2 million, and then you look at, say, compared to 10 million, is a drop in the ocean. However, it's in the right direction. But I think we also have to look at, in terms of the resources, in terms of infrastructure. I mean, if you look at the health sector of Zimbabwe, up to, say, March 2020, when we're hit by the COVID-19, was crumbling. So we still have that problem of the infrastructure to reach as many people as possible for vaccination. I think we may have millions of doses in Zimbabwe, but the fact remains that we have the infrastructure to keep on in terms of to up the numbers, given that we've got healthcare professionals who have left the profession because of poor remuneration and of disregard of even apart from the remuneration itself, the infrastructure, the PPE for those healthcare professionals to use. So yes, 2 million, I would say it is not enough, and we call upon the government to step up in terms of the numbers for vaccination. We are not a poor country. Let me remind you, we are not a poor country. If you have to reflect on the resources that we have, you know, $1.5 billion is siphoned every year from gold smuggling across the country. We can easily use that $1.5 billion to revamp our infrastructure and save the population of Zimbabwe. So if we can contain corruption alone,
Then we have got enough money to adequately pay our health care sector, to adequately put in place the infrastructure to save the people. We are placed strategically compared with our SADC counterparts. And let's do it. And I think this government is not doing enough.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, what's your take, especially on the pace at which the country is going to vaccinate the people? What's your take?
Yeah, thank you. Actually, we must understand that a 2 million out of 10 million target is only probably a tenth, rather, or a fifth of what we want to achieve. But however, we need to look at all the aspects of the issue here. Number one, what has caused us to remain at 2 million or to struggle to get 2 million in 8 months? It is not because of the infrastructure or because of corruption, as people would want it to appear. It is because we have been fighting two fronts in this case, two different fronts. The first front was that we had religious leaders who have not been helpful to the acceptance of the vaccine. They have actually taken it upon themselves to preach against vaccination. So if one thing you must understand is it is very difficult to convince a religious person when he is convinced or she's convinced by their preacher. These are the people who have actually decided that they don't have parents and their parents are the church. These are the people who call their pastors father, and they are called their fathers that name. And these are the people who have been told by their fathers in their churches that the vaccines are not good. So we have got a problem where we are fighting the mindset of our people to accept the vaccine. And if we conquer that, if the churches come together and they help us to fight this fear, this paranoia about the vaccine, I can assure you we can go further than that number. Actually, thankfully to the masses of Zimbabwe, we have a lot of Zimbabweans now in Zimbabwe who are now queuing up for the vaccine, who are now willing to take the vaccine. Yes, I could put a very rare thank you to MDC. I've heard one of the small factions of the MDC, which you can probably call MDC Chamisa. Well, that Chamisa actually encouraging Zimbabweans to go and be vaccinated. That was a very patriotic move, and we are grateful to that. Because the people need to be vaccinated. There is this lie going around all over Zimbabwe to say, if you get the vaccination, after 2 years you appear like a pig. Some say you want to be killed, people want to kill you. There's a lot of things which have been said about the vaccination. Some of them don't trust the vaccines we have in Zimbabwe coming from China. Some want, they think the best vaccines are coming from America, the Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson, or the one which comes, AstraZeneca, which comes from England. But most of our people don't know that even Pfizer, there are some states in America who are not trusting it. Not because it's untrustworthy, but because every human being has that paranoia over a new thing. Anything new is very difficult. But yes, to be honest on this issue is that it's not only the government. Are you still hearing me?
Yes. I see Amusha Oneka, Dr. Mavaza. Ndofunga muka refresha. Okay, yeah, now we can see your computer.
Okay, so I think that will change to my side. I don't know how to change.
Okay, while you do that, Simbons, wakuna wapebe, nerimiru wamai. Wapebe. Muchi tanangura zvamataura kuti munoona sei nemamiriro akaita nyaya dzekubayiwa kwenhomba kudzikira kwaita huwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda pamwe chete nemamiriro akangoita kuwanikwa kuitwa nhomba munyika ichipindwa munyika nehurumende.
Aiwa, isisi sebato reMDC Alliance tinozvitambira zvikuru. Takagara position yedu yakagara iri yokuti isisi tinoda hurumende inoita look after vanhu vaene. Isisi chatinopesana chete nezanu PF ndo chokuti hongu vakava nokuita nokuita malockdowns kuti urwere hwecovid-19 husapararire. Izvozvo tinowirirana nazvo, hatina pakatambotipokanei nazvo. Asi isu takatarisa zvikuru kuti taita lockdown kudaro, hurumende chairi kuitirawo kuvanhu. Tinoziva kuti vanhu vezimbabwe vazhinji vari muinformal sector. Hurumende haina kana, although zvayo hurumende yakataura kuti ichabetsera chembere nevanhu vari vulnerable kuti vabetserekane nguva yecovid-19 lockdown. Takaona izvi, hapana kusvika nanhasi, taamwe gore rechipiri, hapana vakawana rudetsero rakabva muhurumende. Ndopatine problem napo semusangano wedu weMDC. Asi hatipokani nokuti tibetserane pamwe chete mapato ese kuti tibetsere mhuri yeZimbabwe. Saka nyaya yehuwandu huri kudzikira muZimbabwe wevanhu vari kufa nechirwere checovid nevanhu vari kubatwa vatsva nechirwere checovid. Zvino isu vebato reMDC zvatinotambira tichiti dei zvikaramba zvakadaro kuitira kuti mhomho yeZimbabwe tisarasikirwe nevanhu veZimbabwe nokuda kwechirwere ichi. Asi zvakare tinokurudzira kuti vanhu veZimbabwe chirwere ichi chapararira nyika yese. Chirwere ichi ndofuka hapana divi reZimbabwe risina kumbonzwa nenyaya yecovid-19. Ngatibudei nehuwandu hwedu tinoitwa vaccinated, tinodzivirirwa chirwere checovid-19. Ndiyo chete yatingati isisu mukana wokuti tikwanise kurarama munguva yatiri ino yecovid-19. Tinoziva kuti pane mamwe machechi, pane vamwe vanhu vane mamwe mafungiro, asi tinoti sesaiwazvo, let's follow science. Nyika dzese dzakaita follow science. Muri kuona kuti even nyika dzakaita sekuti UK vaakuopen up economy. Vanhu vaakutanga kuvandudza upfumi.
30 seconds. Wow. 30 seconds. Tipinde kuna vamafasi.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, tanzwa wapebwa achitaura. Tipeiwo nerurimi rwamai. Munoti nezvataurwa na Dr. Peb. Regai tiku ndione kuti mune mamuri pa mute, ndiche kuti muita unmute Dr. Yes, you can taura itins.
Right. Tanzwa kuti tiri kubvumirana zvizhinji na wapeb kuti nyaya yekurwisa chirwere chedziva pengo ichi inyaya yenyika yese, haisi nyaya yematongerwo enyika, haisi nyaya yemapato ematongerwo enyika. Uyezve nekuda kwaizvozvi toda kuti tibatane senyika yeZimbabwe tikwanise kurwisa muvengi wedu uyu anonzi chidziva pengo ichi. Chepiri, nyaya yekuti chirwere chadzikira kuvari kubatwa nacho uyezve nevari kufa nacho, tinoda kutenda kuzvivakidza kuti hurumende yakwanisa kudzivirira nekurwisa chirwere ichi. Asi hurumende haina kuzviita iri yega, yarwisa nechikwata chese nemunhu wese ari muZimbabwe. Ndambopawo pandambotaura nechingezi kuti takaona vatungamiriri vemapato anopikisa kunyanyisisa vachamisa vachiencourage mhuri yeZimbabwe kuti ibude iende kunobayiwa chirwere chekudzivirira chidziva mupengo ichi. Izvi zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa, zvinotarisirwa, kuti zvinoshowa maturity in politics, kuti kana tichinge tatarisana nemuvengi anouraya munhu wese regardless of your party, tinofanira kubatana the one who has not yet. As the panel is not bad, say a machine shoner, kana kuti vaita sedibo rapotsa dai nyaya iri kunetsa Zimbabwe vafede vatiwo kune $1.5 billion US dollars iri kusimagirwa in gold every month. That's what he said. Chekutanga chekuti
not every month, every year.
Oh, every year. Chekutanga chekuti vafede vari kuedza kukutsanangurirai umhandara hwamai ivo vanga vasati vazvarwa. Hakuna anoziva kuti imari iri kubiwa pa nevanhu varikupa gold. Nekuti dai vaiziva kuti imari dai vachiziva ari kuriba nekuti abara akawanda sei. Saka hakuna akaita data
valuation. Muri kubvuma here kuti kuri kubiwa zviwanikwa nekuti titori nehumbo vanhu vaibatwa pama airport vaine gold iroro. Pane imwe nguva vamugadzi vakataura kuti hatina zvatakawana kubva kuchiyadzwa. Saka kungoti muri kuwirirana here ipapo asi muchipesana henyu pahwando hwekuti mafiga imari.
Aiwa, hatingarande kuti zvanika zviri kubiwa. Zviri kubiwa zvowanikwa nevanhu vakasiyana siyana, vamwe vari kubatwa, vamwe havasi kubatwa. Ende vari kubatwa vashoma shoma nekuti inenge iri mari shoma, kana kuti makejisi mashoma, asingasviki mari iri kutaurwa iyi. Na wapefi. Ini ndiri kuti, kana tichida kuti tirwise uori, atifanwe kunyeba nekuwedzera mazi mari kuti vanhu vagofunduka, munofundutsaka vanhu nenhema nayapefi. Ichokwadi, kune vari kuba, tiri kuzviziva, ende hurumende iri kushanda usiku nesikati kuvabata, ende vari kusungwa, ende kana vachinge vasungwa, nyaya dzavo hadzisi kungoperera murima. Ziri kuendera mberi mumatare edzimhosva. Saka yes, vari kusungwa. Ndada tiri kutsanangura chimwe chete nekukasika. Vapedze, I know kuti mamuda kuti bvunza. Mairusha vakasungwa vaba gold. Dhiraivha wavo vakazosungwa zvakare South Africa. Ndada kuti munhu mumwe chete ari kuba uyu. Mairusha aya vanga vari president vevanhu vemamainazi.
Nanhasi vakadzoserwa. Vakadzoserwa pachigaro chavo kunyange
vasaaa nemakoti. Tawirirana kuti gold iri kubiwa. Tawirirana kuti vari muhurumende vari kuba. Tiri kutadza kuwirirana panhamba chete yokuba.
Ndaida kungotsanangura kuti mairushwaya sangano ravanomiririra ravakadzoserwa kuti vaite president hari nei nehurumende. Isangano ravakangofomawo yega, hurumende haina power on who to be selected in there. Yakafana neAAG yavachiyangwa
ndisati ndaenda mberi. Vamavhaza, pane vari kukutumirai mubvunzo panapa. Tina vadhe vamavhinga vanyora pano zvikanzi vamavhaza, musatsigire humbavha imi. Svorai huori nehumbavha, vapfebve vari kutaura chokwadi. Munoti ndavadhe vamavhinga vatumira mubvunzo.
Isozere ramazvinga vanombotipengei asi chokwadi ndechekuti ini navapfebve hatina kuramba kuti turi kubiwa navo.
Saka zvimwe chete navamavhinga havapenge vari kukutsigirai kuti umbavha huripo asi imimi chamuri kuita muri kutrivializa umbavha huripo kuti munhu mumwe chete angoba saka hatingati kuri kubiwa sere asi munhu mumwe chete anogona kuba achingoshandisa nzira imwe chete. Ndakamboti ndichitaura nemumwe munhu achipa example. Hanzi kare imwe kambani yaiti kana ikange yaita mabhasikoro ayo agara kana 2-3 years otengeserwa washandi. Saka waipiwa tsamba yekuti unge uchibuda nebhasikoro pagedhi raunenge watenga iwe. Asi vashandi vamwe vaidivhaiza method achiita deal nagadhi pagedhi apo. Tsamba imwe chete yakaburitsa mabhasikoro akawanda stere asi munhu mumwe chete aita mhosva iyoyo. Saka zvakangofana navo mafazi. Taura henyu.
Nyaripo even auditor general wehurumende, auditor general wehurumende repeatedly every year iye zvino chine mafigures manyowani ye 2017 2018 2019, right? 2.7 billion unaccounted for. Hurumende iyo pachezva iri kupfuma uori uri kuitwa nechi nemadepartment.
Ndizvo zvataurwa
nevanhu.
Vamabhanza vari kuguma ipapo. Even iyo mari yeCovid, dzimwe mari dzaifanira kunge dzichishandiswa kurwisa chirwere cheCovid. Takanzwa zvakare zvichinzi dzinenge dzisina kushandiswa nemazvo. Kune vamwe vanhu vari kutoferefetwa. Tauraiwa mabhanza then tobva tapinda munyaya iyoyi yatiri kuenda nayo iyoyi yecorruption nechi. Tobva tangoiwedzera kuitambanudza. Tiise nyaya yegwaro rakaburitswa nezuro neBritain. Vari kutaura zvimwe chete kuti uori kuZimbabwe ndo chimwe chinhu chavakasimudza mutsamba yavo. Taurai Dr. Mavhazi.
Ndingopindura tozosimudza mhepo yakasimudzwa neBritain. Ndinobvumirana nemi vakandemiri kuti vamazvinga havapengi, asi ndiri kuti vakunyembedzera kupenga. Nekuti ini ndiri kuti pano hurumende haisi kuramba kuti kune matsotsi magebenga ari kuba zvanikwa zvinyika. Chandiri kuramba nechandiri kupfana nacho navapengi ndechekuti haisi kusvika 1.5 billion, nekuti
tidimure hukuru yedu. Dr. Mavhazi, tidimure hukuru isatembenuka zvakanyanya. Chiri kuita kuti musazosvika pakuziva kuti imari inenge yabiwa, nokuti hurumende haina matanho airi kutorera vanenge vabatwa vacho kuti varatidze vamwe kuti usazoba, nokuti ukabatwa unoenda kujeri, unoenda zvakati, unotorerwa pfuma yako yawangaunganidza. Hazvisi kuzoitika izvi kune vanhu vatiri kuona vachinzi vabatwa. Munongonzwa kuti nyaya iri kumatare hamuzoti ichapera here kana kuti yakatopera kana kuti chichaitika. 30 seconds, Dr. Mavhazi, tiende kuna Gande anenge ane zvaarikuda kutaura.
Zimbabwe ine mutemo wakatonyorwa pasi wekuti ukabatwa nemhosva yeuori, hurumende inokutorera zvavakawana nemari yeuori, inokutorera zvese zvavakashanda. Tine vakuru vakabatwa nemhosva vaisevenza kubasa rezvemari rezimra, vakatorerwa mari, vakatorerwa dzimba dzavo dzikatengeswa, motokari dzikatengeswa. Ava vasati vatorerwa vana rushwaya, nekuti havasati vabatwa nemhosva. Zimbabwe inotevedzera mutemo, the rule of law, and tinotevedzera inonzi due process. Hatikwanisi kungobvutira munhu nekuti tangofungidzira kuti akaba. Kuba kana uori hatingoita kufungidzira tongorova munhu. Tinotanga kuti munhu anyatsotongwa zvakanaka. Kana achinge yapera kutongwa, then hurumende yozodzika mutemo kuti chimutorerai zvaakawana nemari dzekuba. Iko zvinezvi kumapurisa kune programu iri kuitwa inonzi Operation Mari Wakaiwanepi within the police, iri kutsvaga kuvapurisa kubva kuvakuru vakurusva kuvadiki kuti upenyu hwauri kurarama, lifestyle yako is being audited. Mari uri kuiwana kupi? And ndozviyo mbiro dzemhanza dzichasvika kumapeka kusvika tasvika patoda kuti tigokurukurana.
30 seconds dzapera. Regai tinzwe Mr. Gande, you can introduce the British assessment report so that we continue this discussion on corruption and human rights abuses and all that was raised in the UK British assessment note.
Yes, but first of all, let me update our Ndebele listeners. I will see kuti kwamba njani lapha ye zulukanda basilaba hlonitshwa ababili esibanxusileyo umnumzana Elliot Febe lo Dr. Mavhazi. Bobabili laba bayathi bona bayavumelana ukuthi kukhona ukutshontshwa okwenzakalayo, kodwa-ke abangavumelani khona ikuthi kunganani ukutshontshwa kwakhona, kuye kukhulu okunganani. Ye, siyaqhubekela phambili. As we continue, yes, we'll start with you, Mr. Mavhazi. What do you make of the British report, which seems to be discouraging people to go to Zimbabwe and invest? What's your take on that?
Actually, zvinoshamisa uyezve zvinoshungurudza kuona kuti nyika yeBritain iri kuudza vanhu kuti musaite business muZimbabwe. Ndiyo nyika zvakare yakanga ichitsigira kuti tipiwe masanctions. Tinobvumirana kuti iko zvino izvi Britain iri kuti nyevenukei mbichana towards Zimbabwe, and because of that a number of things zvinoita zvakanaka. But tinofanira kutiziva chinhu chimwe chete, kuti after facing an economic crisis which was exacerbated COVID-19 and probably with our economy as a bit down. The World Bank yakanyora in December March kuti Zimbabwe economy is bound to rebound back by 2.9% in 2021. So which means that the World Bank is confident in Zimbabwe. It actually went on to say that Zimbabwe is supported by recovery of agriculture and due to base effects. And again, the expected bumper harvest for this year is having been said in Britain as well, and a number of food security is covered. And disruptions caused by this illness will continue to weigh on the economy, but it will come to an end. So in other words, it is really surprising and if not shocking. Britain, Zimbabwe, when in actual fact, Zimbabwe, it has shown that we are doing our best. We can remember, Grande, in 2020, our gross domestic product in Zimbabwe was estimated to have contracted a bit by 8% because of COVID. So when that happened, our economic recovery suffered a lot. But in 2021, only in 4 months, it has gone up by 2.9% and expected to go more beyond the 8% the younger contractor now in 2020. And we look at it again, there are so many changes which have been done economically by Zimbabwe. And we have got a number of progress we are having in Zimbabwe. Our roads are being rehabilitated. Our buildings are being renovated. Our electricity supply is changed tremendously. It has developed. And our tax collection is improved. So that at least with a period, you could run a country without much of tax collection. Is Zimbabwe doing it the highest if we want to be honest about it, Junga? Zimbabwe in the highest informal trading in the world. And that we found a way as a government to collect taxes from the informal traders, which is quite a lot of money which is coming into the government and helping the government to go ahead. So the development process is not getting lean in progression, as UK is saying. All over the world, they are characterized by inconsistencies. Every progress in development or in economy is always characterized by inconsistency. That is the common rule of development. But however, the Zimbabwean government has adopted and implemented the policies and the projects shaped by different ideological frameworks. And they've worked for the country. They've worked for Zimbabwe. So in other words, we are not getting down as a country. We are actually developing. Things are changing. People are now getting jobs. Manes after 9 months, whatever hospitals we now are recruiting nurses, we are recruiting in the civil service and the private sector. We have got companies coming up now, which have been introduced there. We have got mines which are opening up, and some factories which are closed in Zimbabwe, they are opening up. A number of factories as we speak. Butter is now at 85% vacant level, and shoes are now being manufactured back in Zimbabwe. And we've got so many industries which has developed. And you see the policy shifts have followed a trend towards socialism for the past 30 years. But now, things have changed. We have liberalized our economy, and the new dispensation has actually attempted and knocked the doors in a number of foreign countries. For example, as you are all aware, the United Kingdom has opened its doors to Zimbabwe, has warmed up to our government, has invited our president to come to England in the coming few months. And we are all aware of that. Of course, MPC is not happy. They are planning to demonstrate and distract this. But still, it shows the president has managed has conquered the diplomatic wars. We are now able to associate with those who were regarded as enemies by the previous dispensation. So this new dispensation is all out to make Zimbabwe doable again. So a better Zimbabwe is possible in the hands of ZANU-PF. And in the hands of Emmerson Ndambuzo Mnangagwa, you can see things are changing. And Pepe agrees with me that Zimbabwe is getting better now. Regardless of COVID, which is now getting down, Zimbabwe is developing, improving in a number of things. And we are actually now competing in so many areas. We are now, our tobacco was exported, a lot of it, and a lot of foreign currency is coming. And yes, we're having problems in our foreign currency control, and things were changing up and down. There is the route to recovery is very painful. But we want, as ZANU-PF and as Zimbabwe, we want to thank each and every Zimbabwean who has stood by us in times of difficulties. In these moments of hardness, Zimbabwe has managed to show that we can come back. And I will go by what the World Bank has said, because it's on the ground. The British government has said what they've said. Yes, we agree with some of the things and don't agree with some of the things. Coming to corruption, Zimbabwe is the only country in Southern Africa with an anti-corruption commission, which is actually commissioned to do this. And this is going further to arrest a lot of people, big people in the private and in the public sector. And these are coming up. The only thing I want us to understand as people is when you are arrested today, you don't go to court on the same day. You go to court after a year or 2 years. The speed of justice is very slow. Once you speed it up, you are breaking the rule of law. So you have to go at the pace of justice. Justice is stubborn. Why people expect you to go to prison tomorrow after they arrested you today? It doesn't look like that. They've got a right to be given bail. They've got a right to be charged and tried while they are home. They've got a right to be tried, to be given a fair hearing. And this takes a lot of time. And as we speak now, Mr. Pepe, Zimbabwe is in the process of appointing judges so that our high court courts will be fully utilized, and all these cases which were hitting a backlog will be dealt with. So Zimbabwe is not celebrating the corrupt. And we say today to Mr. Pepe, our fellow listeners, that if you know of any corrupt person, corrupt minister, that you are very free to approach ZEC, phone them, tell them what you know or what you suspect. ZEC will investigate. If you have got evidence, give it there. Zimbabwe is open for business, and it's asking you to join us in this train of business. We move forward as a nation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Advisor. Let's give Mr. Pepe the opportunity to respond. What's your response, Dr. Pepe?
Yeah. Pachikorokore tinoti kunyimonyo haenzani na dzororiro. Mavaza urikupunyimudza zvako. But you are dancing to a broken record. Wake up. Look at it. I read that report, the country report, published by the British. There's nothing of surprise to that report. If ever there's a surprise, it's an underreporting of what is actually on the ground. I think we have all to accept that we missed a window of opportunity when Mugabe was removed from power. And we all celebrated, and we thought Mugabe was a bad guy. And ZANU-PF made us believe, the army made us believe that he was a bad guy. But what we have in the so-called new dispensation is a reproduction of ignorance of the same. If you look at, in terms of corruption index, you can research, the reports are there. You can't deny it. They are right at the bottom. You know, the easy access of doing business. We are not competitive in SADC. And not only that, the anti-corruption unit that you alluded to. Yes, I think we all, I mean, it was following the 2013 constitution. And the people of Zimbabwe welcomed it and actually suggested in it. By the way, the same constitution that we are still waiting for its implementation and cherry picking. But it has been a toothless unit in the sense that they also accepted that there is state capture. I want him to deny that this coup d'etat agreement has not captured the state and various layers of the state. The anti-corruption unit, the reports, look at it. I can give you one example to that. Kudata Gwe now owns the Zimbabwe Mining Corporation 100%. Right? A parastatal without going to tender. He owns over 50 companies. Most of these were actually parastatals for the government, apart from, yes, they are new ones. This is a guy who got a deal, a project, 1 billion agricultural infrastructure mechanization. Did he go to tender? No. So we are saying here, corruption is rampant in Zimbabwe. And the report is very clear to that. Ease of doing business, I think they alluded also in terms of, yes, you can do business with Zimbabwean companies, but payments in foreign currency is an issue. Is it not an issue? Of course it is an issue. Why is it an issue? Because the fiscal policy and the monetary policy in Zimbabwe, they are not distinctive. The government meddles in the monetary policy, whereas the monetary policy is supposed to be acting the responsibility of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. This is where our problem is. Zimbabwe itself, let me say that, is a literate country. There are people who are educated, including my little friend Mawaz. But we pretend that we are ignorant of what is happening. And because we are not challenging leadership, the country is going into the dogs. Everything that is in that report, it's a factual. It's not detailed, but it's factual. If I were you, Malaza, and all our listeners in Zimbabweans, I think we have to take note and use it as a sort of retrospective to say, how do we dig out of this hole? Because it is a fact that there is corruption in Zimbabwe. It is a fact that corruption and bribery is rampant. It is a fact that in terms of ease of doing business because of corruption, right, it's lower there. It is a fact. We need to address it. The moment we refuse to acknowledge what is happening as a reality, then we will fail to recuse ourselves from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I say, Mugoma Maz, Muruku Zana Zenyu Kutamba, but here is the situation. I think we have to accept that things are not okay because that becomes the basis of doing better.
Thank you so much, Dr. Thank you. But before Dr. Mavaza responds, maybe Chris ungada kusvitsa uri kure yatine nayo kune vateereri vedu neisindevele.
Yeah, Tonga, lapho ke sike sezwa siqale sezwa ngomnumzana Mavaza othi yena udaba esiphopha ngalo okwakathesi ke sikhuluma ngendaba yebhilitani ekhuphelo na ugwalo olungani lucothoza uhulumende weZimbabwe umethe saqala lokubana ngethembeki kulokungathembeki i-corruption lokunye okuningi okunjalo okufana njalo lokuthi abantu osomabhizimusi bengayi eZimbabwe ukuya sungula amabhizimusi kodwa uDokotela Mavaza uthi yena hayi Kukhona okunengi okusekwenzakele okuhle kakhulu okwenziwa nguhulumende omutsha lo oweZimbabwe othiwayo nayi second new dispensation. Uhulumende lo useyenze imigwaqo lokunye okunjalo ukuthi ukuchothozwa kwenzayo hayi akuhambelani lalokho okukhulunywa lugwalo lolu. Kodwa ngakwelinye icele ke umnumzana Elliot Feven uthi hatshi lapha okukhulunywayo uliqiniso okukhulunywa nguhulumende weLebhilitane ye njalo ke baqhubeka nje siqhubeka ngodaba lwethu. Yes, Mr. you are on continuing with the discussion, Dr. Mabaza.
Thank you. Like I was going to say in brief, if you look at the war report which we are discussing with Paul, there are so many inconsistencies in his writing. Actually, the situation in Zimbabwe cannot be judged by a foreign eye. Actually, they've come up and said human rights in Zimbabwe, has a poor record of human rights. This is utter nonsense. The report is not being fair to the efforts which have been done in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has no human rights records, which is appalling. Actually, as we speak now, we are the most democratic and free society in Southern Africa, or not, if not Africa. And actually, if you look at that situation, we have opposition leaders like Chamisa, Monzora, and all the other team. They are there. They have not been arrested. They have not been harassed. That shows tolerance on the part of the new dispensation. We actually have all the opposition parties come together in what is called Poland, except one party, which is probably a puppet of another country. We cannot tell which one. But those who are with Zimbabwe at heart have come together in Poland. And what is Zimbabwe government do? It is to come empower them, because democracy is seen with vine brains of your opposition. So if they empower them, give them transport, give them parks, give them accommodation, so that they can sit properly and fight for the rights of their members and of the country. So that again shows that the report is biased. And again, the business environment in Zimbabwe is not going down. It's getting better. And the laws protecting ownership are not archaic, as they are saying. You, if you've got your title deeds, you've got your rights to land or to property, it becomes yours. And the land program which they are attacking, we know why they're attacking it. It has been attacked for some time. But we are now starting to gain from the land which was distributed to the people. Remember, we had over 15 million Zimbabweans, and out of them, 95% of the land was owned by 4,000 white people. And the land redistribution was a thorn in the flesh of the UK. And that's why they are not happy with it. But again, yes, but in short, there is no high volatile inflation in Zimbabwe now. If you measure our economy by the US dollar, which is a tender, a legal tender in Zimbabwe, it has not changed. We are on the same thing. What might change could be our bond, but what we are based on is remains the same. Our rents, our fuel, our rents in the houses are all the same. So Zimbabwe is doing far much better. And I could say to everyone listening, Zimbabwe is the right way to go.
Thank you so much.
Go and invest in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Dr. Mabaza. 5 minutes, Zasara Tipeze Chirongwa. Dr. Feve, takaona Zambia ichita sarudzo zvakaita kuti vebato rinopikisa reUPMD vange vachikunda bato raitonga rePF. Zvinhu zvamungataura mafambisiro akaitwa sarudzo kuZambia.
Yeah, indeed.
Tenda mhinduro pfupi kuitira nokuti tasarwa ne5 minutes chete. Tipana nemukana wekutaura.
Yeah, I think we are celebrating what happened to Zambia. It has been peaceful elections, and here we are also witnessing a peaceful transition. And this, we hope that Zimbabwe is learning from that. Not only that, but look at it. If you look at the election results of 2016, which HH and Lungu contested in the elections of 2021. Lungu got 1.8 million in 2016 and 1.8 million as well in 2021. Meaning that the number of people who voted for Lungu remained relatively the same. Mm-hmm. And then 1.7 for HH in 2016, and then 2.8 in 2021. And he managed to add about a million people. And this is a trend in Africa, where because every day, young people are reaching the age of 18. And Africa is a young continent.
6 seconds.
60% of the population is under the age of 25. And Zimbabwe is no exception. And I think, as we speak, the young people, if they all come out to vote, and we encourage them to come in their millions to register to vote, they will be able to change the course of the destiny of their lives.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pebe. Chris, Dr. Mavaza.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, what's your take when you look at, you know, the situation in Zimbabwe? We know there is COVID. People are not, you know, able to go out and campaign like in the past. Do you think the elections, the forthcoming elections in Zimbabwe will be held in a fair manner?
Zimbabwe has had elections since 1980, and each election has been free and fair, and we all know that. So there is no problem in having a fair and free elections in Zimbabwe. Again, Chris, that the fact that Zambia had done fair elections, you must understand Zambia is in the stage three of its divorce from the first liberating party, from the first national party. Zimbabwe are still in our first stage. But still, it's not an excuse. What we are simply saying is wherever we are, ZANU-PF has remained in power since 1980 because it is the most voted, loved party in Zimbabwe. And it is the most voted party so far in the world, having been voted for 40 years. So elections coming in 2023 or by elections as soon as COVID is done will be free and fair. And we all know that. And
thank
everybody
you.
Is allowed
thank you so much.
To campaign.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Pebe, 10 seconds to Vatafara Chirongwa. Dr. Mavaza.
Yeah, I'm very shocked that he said ZANU-PF is the most loved party in Zimbabwe. If that was the case, why is still violence? Each election in Zimbabwe, is either they deploy violence or
massive rigging. Dr. Mavaza, 10
seconds. Zimbabwe is the right way to go. Zimbabwe is the most peaceful. We are following the rule of law. And if you want to, I was saying, Zimbabwe is the way to go. If you want to invest, let us go and invest in our country. Let's do the best for our country. Let's stop our political differences and look for the survival of the country. Because Zimbabwe needs you.
Thank you.
Let's go home and develop.
Chris, you always say there's no extra time. Rewoneka vateereri nekutenda vadare vedu. Tinotenda.
Yes, Jonga. I would like to say thanks to our listeners out there. My name is Chris Kande. Let's meet again on Friday.
And I'm Jonga Kande Miri. I would like to thank Dr. Simba Mavaza, ZANU-PF member in the United Kingdom, and also Dr. Elliot Febe, MDC Alliance member in the United Kingdom. Thank you so much, and good night.
Good night, Zimbabwe.